Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I actually have the perfect Jameis Winston moment coming up to lead off Quick Hits, because when I heard it, and I can't believe no other show has played it, I cackled when I heard Jameis, because he almost forgot what script he was on.
Okay, is this a pregame or a postgame?
This is postgame.
Okay, because if it was anything like that, then he just sounds like somebody shot his puppy or something.
No,
like
that was 90% of the postgame. But I promise you, if you're as twisted as I am, you're going to hear what I heard from Jameis coming up in 15 minutes in Quick Hits.
Okay.
So I just think yesterday, because I think you brought up a good point of like, how was yesterday different than any of the other, are we 2-9 now?
Is yeah, that 2-9. Yeah.
2-9, okay. Yeah, the other eight debacles that were this year?
Yeah, because I felt like I saw you online yesterday, and you put a tweet out there, Nick Wilson says. You said something along the lines of like, that it can't get much worse than that. I phrase it the way you want to phrase it or whatever, but the entire time I was thinking it was geared towards a conversation we had last week. Mm-hmm. And last week we went down that road. I told you, you're 6 feet under. You can't get any lower than that. Like, there's no 7 feet under. You're 6 feet under. You're buried. The body's dead, excuse me. Like, there's nothing else you can really do. You seem to think there was worse.
Yeah, because I think now you're taking members of your family with you. Now, okay. we're like pharaohs of old, where it's like, okay, I'm dying, and now my wife, 37 concubine, and three of my least favorite children, and my favorite dog are going with me.
I always put the
dog
in there.
You're going in the tomb with me. That's what this is. I mean, because you know why? Because it's the latest disaster. And what's been so interesting is, even though there are through lines, apparently the defense can't communicate.
Which is the same talking point we had 2 weeks ago.
Wild.
Same talk. They did it on the broadcast, and then you had Rodney McLeod come into the studio after saying it in the postgame about the communication issues.
Yeah. And by the way, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we got this. You don't. But it's communication issues.
Another Juan Thornhill mistake, by the way.
It's a lack of attention to detail. Like, by the way, it's just the wrong mistake at the wrong moment. Like, it is a bad. I mean, Jameis, good God. Jameis is so confused every time he makes a bad play. Like, it's so funny.
He had some really bad throws in the beginning of the game.
Like, when he connects on like a 50-yard bomb, you see him sprint down the field, and he's got this smile on his face. And when he overthrows, I think it was Tillman on the one sideline.
Yeah, in the far right corner.
For like a 10-yard pass. Overthrew him by 10 feet.
Yeah, it was not even close.
And then he's just, you pan to Jameis, and he's just like, how did that happen? I don't know, guy who threw it. How did it happen? But it was.
He's like the stumbling drunk guys. They try to put their keys in the door and just can't figure it out. And then they're like, "How did we get here?"
I am that guy. So easy. But no, I mean, so the reason why it can get worse and why it will is it's only going to get more depressing the more this team does this.
I can't get more depressed than I was yesterday. That's not even. It's the same depressed I was 2 weeks ago, which is the same depressed I was 4 weeks ago and 5 weeks ago. We're losing to bad teams consistently. It's the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same thing.
But again, it's the same thing again and again and again and again.
It's Groundhog Day.
There is an applied pressure that does I mean, you lose on
Thursday.
I'm just
surprised this is the one that broke people. Like, why is this the one? Maybe what I think is interesting, Nick, is I feel like everyone's coming to the conclusions at different points, and maybe I just got to the conclusion after the Chargers game, or maybe I felt like you did too.
I got there before the Ravens game.
I feel like it. I feel like you were there ahead of everyone. But like, that's why we spent last week talking about the culture. Now the culture was shot. Is it the people that believed in the culture still? Are these the ones that are the most crushed today?
No, it's because the first three quarters, it was entertaining, it was fun, and they played with spirit, heart, and focus. And they didn't play perfectly. I mean, this was a game that was about two teams that aren't very good trading off, only to then in the fourth quarter embarrass you. So you had hope you were going to win that game. You went in thinking, this might be your most winnable game left. Then you saw it for three quarters. And then the team did the unforgivable.
Okay, because
you can't forgive is when you give up in a game.
I watched that guy being the guys in Major League. I was like, they'll blow it. I watched that game. Seriously, I was just counting down the moments until they ended up imploding.
Did you have that much like heart in it though? Because I was surprised.
I watched the game just because I was watching the game. I was entertained by it.
I was entertained. So I will say I
got mad about the Turducken thing.
I didn't fully believe they could win going into the fourth quarter. But so I can't admit like, oh, I thought you had a chance. I thought you played a reasonably well enough game, a game you can acquit, right? A game that you're not going to get convicted off that game acquitting. In the second they give up the first touchdown, I thought there's no way they're going to get this. I just thought Jameis has been too mistake-free all game. So if he's going to start letting it loose, feeling the pressure, he's going to make a big boo-boo. And he didn't, by the way.
No, he actually passed your threshold of stat line that you said you'd give him flowers today.
It was...
Earlier last week, you said 250 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He threw for almost 400
with
yards.
Win. With a win.
Well, I mean, well...
The win was implied. But no, so I think that...
It's impressive to go for 400 yards, two touchdowns, and no picks and not get a win.
But it was the defense and special teams. You actually called the way the game unfolded offensively the perfect Stefanski game. Can you walk me through that real quick? Because I think it's real merit there.
It's a lot of the idea that Jameis Winston, backup quarterback, not supposed to look great, not supposed to have this surge with the offense, and he did. I mean, like that was the best we've seen the trio of wide receivers that we're trying to build this around. What if they had a better game where all three of them came together the way that they did yesterday? Jerry Jeudy was incredible. And it's so Stefanski to make the offense look good, be humming, not score a bunch of points in the process, but have them look good, look way more than just competent. And then everything else around this team continues to just be an absolute dumpster fire. It just like looks like it's on fire. That is Stefanski's 5 years as a Browns head coach in a nutshell.
Here's what it was, because I love that you said the Stefanski game. Because this is my criticism. It was a lot of style points and very few substance points. And that, to me, is the essential kernel of the question, is Kevin the right coach? Because we're now split on it. People are now having the conversation. But a useless yardage that doesn't get you in the end zone, your kicker can't make a field goal, the defense gives it up late, special teams gives it up late. Like, that's the quintessential game of a team that does not hate Kevin Stefanski, but that does not play for Kevin Stefanski. And that, I think, is another notch in the bell of you don't have good enough culture to get this thing turned around this year.
For sure.
And that should inform every decision you make going into next year and beyond.
If you told me hey, go on one of those radio shows and just describe Kevin Stefanski. He just got hired as the new offensive coordinator or head coach. I'd say head coach. This, what are you going to get? I would describe exactly what that game encompassed.
Now, I got to say, we've got Nathan coming up at three. Going to get his thoughts on a lot of things. But I want to play to you. When we come back in Quick Hits, I'm going to play for you what I think is a Jameis Winston masterpiece, because he totally forgot what script he was on after the Browns lost to the Saints. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.